Hello, my name's Paul Westlake, and I'm pleased to say that I'm here with David Hughes, the Chief Executive at the Association of Colleges, and Julie Nerney, the Chair of the AOC Board and also Chair of the Greater Brighton Metropolitan College. Welcome both.
Hi. Hello.
So we're going to be talking about college governance and how board members can ensure their colleges continue to be successful. I'd be interested to know, so David, what does success look like in college governance for you?
Well, governors are responsible for a social business, a business that's got a profit measured by how people get on in life and how communities thrive and how employers get the skills and the skilled people they need. So there's a really important part of that, which is called business, which is getting the efficiency right, getting the money right, getting the cash right, making sure you're deploying your resources effectively and so on. But success is much more than that, because colleges employ a lot of people and impact on thousands of people in the communities they operate in. So for me, it's a balance of two things. It's get the business right, but also make sure that you're having that big social impact as well as an economic impact in the community.
And Julie, how would you measure the success of your board?
Well, the board's success is intrinsically linked to the organisation's success, so it should be measuring the performance of all the things that David's just spoken about, but it should in its own operation be adding value to the work of the executive team. So my question for boards is always, if we weren't here, what would the organisation have lost? And if we can't genuinely answer that, then we're not contributing in a meaningful way to the organisation. And of course, if we have our own improvement plan as a board, we should be measuring our success against delivering that too.
Okay, and I'd like to go on to what are the current challenges for colleges, and maybe what do governors do to address some of those challenges?
Yeah, we often talk about challenges, don't we? I mean, finance and funding is a massive challenge and quality is a challenge, but actually I'd like to talk about opportunities for once. You know, we have got to a point where the government has recognised the importance of colleges in a way that I've not seen for at least a decade. And that represents a massive opportunity over the next 5 years for colleges, not short term, but medium long term, to really step up and be much, much more a resource for adults in the community, as well as employers and young people. And I'm really quite excited about that. What we have to do, though, is keep the pressure on government, keep telling our MPs, keep telling our ministers, keep making sure we get in the media saying what colleges can do with the right resources and investments. I think the boards of all the colleges have got a massive part to play in that and can help.
And boards have got to be good at navigating change, and it doesn't matter which industry board you sit on, nobody's environment is certain or fixed or stable, so boards need to be comfortable with that, they need to be able to respond to it, they need to be able to course correct their strategies. And most importantly, if you think about the dual role of the board, they've got to have one eye on the future, looking ahead, future-proofing their organisation, and then one eye on making sure the wheels aren't falling off in the meantime.
There's a lot of talk about the new insolvency regime, and so maybe you could take me through exactly what that involves, and you know, is that something that governors should be overly concerned about?
I don't think they should. I think what it does is it brings to a head for colleges what private sector organisations have always had, which is if you make poor decisions, if you don't consider all the evidence and all the facts, if you make perverse decisions, then you're at risk. If you get good governance working well, really understanding the business and understanding all of the facets of that business, the decisions will be good decisions and insolvency won't come to the fore. So our advice is just get your governance right and don't worry about insolvency.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about changes, but the things that don't change for colleges is their community assets, whose primary purpose is to plug the skills and productivity gap, regardless of who comes to learn at what stage of their life. And we've got to be able to answer that so what question, and that's exactly the intent behind the Ofsted framework. It's so what impact are we having? And part of a board's role is to make sure we can have the information, the audit trail, the evidence, and be able to demonstrate what we've been doing to enable them to make that judgment.
Brilliant. Well, I think that's a good place to leave the conversation for now. So huge thanks to Julie and David for sparing their time with me this afternoon. And many of the points that we've discussed will be covered in greater detail by the ETF Governance Development Programme. And you can find out more about that on the ETF website. But for now, thank you both very much.
Thank you.